It's going great. It's going great. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule to chat with us. So tell us, before we get into the other parts of the interview, just give us a quick 411 on what nCino is all about.
Yes, absolutely. So nCino is an end-to-end commercial lending platform that's built on the Salesforce.com system. So we provide a CRM system in addition to the commercial lending platform.
Okay.
Basically allowing branches and other parts of the credit union to feed the business services group, allowing the credit union to do more small business loans.
That's what they need. That's what they need these days. And you just released a white paper called QSO Opportunity. What's that all about?
Yeah, so we have three MBL QSO customers based in different parts of the country. Mm-hmm. And between them, they're working with about 175 different credit unions, enabling them to make good credit decisions, do more small business loans. And so we see as the opportunity for business lending continues to expand, particularly with the sweeping MBL regulatory changes that were approved last week by the NCUA. QSOs are a great way to ensure that you make good credit decisions, manage risk effectively, and continue to expand carefully in terms of this this new offering.
Okay, very important topic right now, but because of the timeliness of the NCUA and MBL, all these acronyms, my goodness.
Yes.
So you talk about cloud banking as well in there. I mean, what are the pros and cons? Because this is such a huge trend right now. What are the pros and cons briefly of cloud banking right now?
Yes, absolutely. So our system's built on the Salesforce.com cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, at the moment, the question is, should we have an on-premise software solution that's hosted on our servers within the credit union?
Right.
Or should we take part in a cloud-based system like nCino's that's built on Salesforce?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There are lots of different clouds that are out there that you can choose from and that different vendors partner with and use. But basically, the advantages of cloud versus on-premise is that you're in more of a partnership with the vendor, number one. So it's a variable cost model where you're paying as you go, as opposed to paying a big lump sum up front and then a smaller sum, you know, later.
Okay.
So the software vendor is aligned with you in terms of your interest.
Gotcha.
Also, because you're on the cloud, other folks outside of your organization can more readily and easily work with you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when you think of things like commercial lending, you have appraisers, you have title insurance companies, you have attorneys, you have MBL QSOs, you know, all sorts of different other individuals outside of the credit union that you need to work with.
Yep.
The nCino platform can extend to those people, whereas an on-premise solution may be limited in that way.
Okay. And I kind of see cloud banking right now as back in the day when internet home banking was like, well, I don't know if I want to put my financial information online, that type of thing. Going back that far,
yes.
People are a little paranoid about it, and even mobile banking, well, I don't know if I want to make a financial transaction on my iPhone, but now it's, you know, a part of life. You know? Now it's natural. I see cloud banking in that area right now. Do you see that as well? And if so, how can we help educate or help promote that? Because it's a pretty cool solution out there.
Yes, and there's been a big shift in financial services just in the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
As you can imagine, financial services with the really sensitive information that credit unions are working with has been a late adopting industry of the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
But in just the past 4 years since nCino was founded out of a financial institution, we've attracted 104 institutions to this system.
Wow.
And we've seen a big shift. When we first started, it was very difficult. We were going out and people were saying, what is the cloud?
Mm-hmm.
Should we work with a young company that's based on the cloud?
Yep.
Now, everything seems to be shifting that way, and we're no longer getting those as many of those questions.
Getting over the hump, so to speak.
Yes.
And so what advice do you have for a credit union who wants to venture down the cloud route?
Be careful. Be very careful. Not all clouds are created equal. That's the main piece of advice that I would have. So do your due diligence, understand what platform the cloud provider is actually based on, what type of security measures they have in place.
Mm-hmm.
nCino has a SOC 2 Type 2 certification, which is the most advanced data security certification you can get. The regulators only require a SOC 1 Type 1 SSAE 16 certification.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage folks to look for those vendors that go above and beyond what's required.
Okay, taking that next level. All right. Last question here. Anything else you wanted to touch on the whole NCUA decision stuff going on earlier?
Yes. So the MBL regulatory changes that took place this past week, on Thursday they were approved, are completely monumental and game-changing for the credit union industry.
Yeah.
Credit unions are now, there are only about 300 credit unions that are doing commercial loans in earnest today.
Mm-hmm.
That should expand quite a bit to the other, you know, several thousand credit unions that are out there. Also, credit unions are primarily doing commercial real estate loans today. 95% of the portfolio across the industry is commercial real estate focused. Now we're going to be able to do more small business loans. So you have certain regulations that have been waived in terms of requiring personal guarantees, in terms of requiring money down for operating companies, that now is going to make the $100,000, $200,000 loan that a small business can go get from a bank, the credit union space is going to be more appealing for them now. And so really exciting opportunities, also a little scary. More risk to manage for the industry, also more regulatory burden in the short term. Now that the NCUA will come to us and say, instead of you need to do X, Y, and Z, they'll say, what have you done? And then do we approve of that subjectively, which is a little scary. And so ensuring that you have sound processes and sound systems in place will become increasingly important in the short term.
So it's a compliance thing on your part, because there's a big compliance push right now with vendors. You know, creditors need to do your due diligence with the vendors that you're working with. So that's from your perspective, being a vendor, you got to be up to date on all that type of stuff.
Absolutely. Okay. Lots of work for us to do, but exciting opportunity as well. As credit unions have a huge opportunity to grow and also have an increased regulatory burden, they will need sound processes and systems in place to lean on and partner with to ensure their success in the area.
Especially in something technically semi-new like cloud banking, you know? I mean, cloud's been out there for a long time, but to credit unions, it's still a fairly new thing.
Yes, cloud banking's new, commercial lending's new. There's a lot lot of opportunity, but also, you know, need to proceed carefully and with caution.
Good words to live by. All right, Ryle, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you, Mike.
The information.
My pleasure.
Really timely stuff.